All right, Mr. Wilson. Good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up on page 52. So the last section there. Hatos Hashnia. The second mistake. Taos Yosef Kritis is a more significant mistake. Atabatuach. Shevitzad Haba Yeshvil. Aval said to him, remember again, we saw yesterday in the words of the Ramchal that when a person walks in darkness, so there are two issues that they face. Issue number one, I was starting on the bottom of 52, starting the section. So remember again, we saw yesterday that when walking in darkness, there are two critical sources of danger. There's the idea, number one, that you could trip over something. There are just obstacles that you don't see. But issue number two, which is what we're going to discuss this morning, is even more critical than the first, which is that a person goes ahead and thinks certain things are a certain way, but they're not. For example, the example of the Ramchal was, I see a pillar and I think it's a person, or I see a person and I think it's a pillar. And the Ramchal explains that second possibility is even more dangerous than the first. Hatos Hashnia Yitos Yosef Kritis. Atabatuach Shevetzat Haba Yeshvil Aval Zet Tahom. Meaning, I think that in the next step there is a path, but in reality there is an abyss. Lo Rak She'in Choyodea La'an Lalechas Ela Atabatuach Shezetov Sheishlecha Makom Miftach Ach Be'emes Zunefila. But so this is a very scary thing. That sometimes again, I think that the step in front of me is solid and secure. I think that ultimately the path in front of me is clear. And then it turns out that I'm not standing on solid ground. It turns out that what I thought was a solid ground ultimately turns out to be an abyss. Atachai b'dimyon v'ashanya. I'm living a lie. Ki im ata lo yodea ma la'asos, ki choshech v'ata lo roa. As ata poshut b'makom lozaz. So we'll say, because remember again, at the end of the day, we spoke about this yesterday, let's play this out. If it turns out that at some point in time, I will realize that I'm living in darkness. So if I realize I'm living in darkness, and I can't really see things for what they are, so then what happens? What occurs? Nothing. A person simply stands still. At some point in time, a person simply gives up on movement simply because they're too afraid to take a step forward. Top of page 53. But you know what's interesting is, but if I really begin to fool myself and think that I know where I'm going or I know what I'm doing or I know the exact path, then that's even more dangerous because a person will fall. Atamachsik bechevel ach zenachash. Listen to this image. I think I'm holding on to a rope, but in reality it's not a rope. I'm holding on to a snake. Bitos harishona hisbalbalta. Ta'isa avalo kara shum ason mizeh. Ta'isa v'zekore. You know, we'll say, in the first level of mistake. Remember again, this is talking about someone who is walking in darkness. So in the first level of mistake, where I'm walking in darkness, so what happens? I trip and I stumble. Okay? So I trip and I stumble. That happens. Right? That happens. A person goes ahead and doesn't realize that there's a stumbling block in front of them. They stumble over it. They fall down. It happens. Meaning, there's no in ason mizeh. There's no tragic circumstance. There's a mistake. There's a nefila, but you can lift yourself back up. This happens in life. Aval yesh matzav yoser garua, ma shenikra tos goralis. Chashavta sheyesh amal lidroch, aval ein. We'll say the more profound mistake is where a person thinks that something is one way, but in reality, it's a different way. I think, again, that there's a path, but unfortunately, there's not. I think that in front of me, there's a derech, but unfortunately, there's not. Omer HaRamchal, Sha'adam Shelo Osik Bedas, Yihi Yelo Shtei Toyos. So we'll say that Ramchal tells us that a person who doesn't have das, and remember again, let's understand, we don't have to review because we've spoken about it many times already, the das that we are referring to ultimately means an intellect, an understanding that comes from introspection, that comes from an analyzation ultimately of one's circumstances, the ability to engage in havdalah. So a person who does not engage in das, If I don't think about my life, if I don't introspect, if I don't think about who I am, what I am, where I'm going, if I don't take the time to distinguish between that which is good, that which is bad, one thing is clear, which is, I'm walking in darkness. I'm walking in darkness, and two things happen when I walk in darkness. Harishona, shelo yavchin bein tov v'ra. Number one is that I will not be able to distinguish between that which is good and that which is evil. V'hashnia, and Rabbi said, that's not because I don't care. Not because I don't want to distinguish between good and evil. But again, if life is dark, if my world is dark, I simply can't see. Vashnia, the second mistake I will make, but the second mistake that I make is the most dangerous mistake, Rabbi said, which is, when I can no longer discern between that which is right and that which is wrong, and even more than that, when I chas v'shalom would come to a point where I think that which is right is wrong and that which is wrong is right. To both say, this does happen in life. This does happen in life. When a person essentially checks out from introspection and a person checks out from acquiring das, a person literally can live a life where it's not just, you know, that I stumble, that I fall down over something. So that happens to all of us. We all stumble. We all make mistakes. We all fall. But to get to a state where literally, I don't have das. I don't have das. I can't see what's right. I can't see what's wrong. And I actually confuse the two. People say, you should know, interestingly enough, lest you think that like this doesn't make any sense, I'll tell you why. Just to give you two illustrations of this. So ahava, so love. So love is a very powerful emotion. So what happens ultimately again when love occurs without das? When love occurs without proper understanding, what happens? Immorality, right? Remember, immorality is you love too many people too many times. So what happens, everything in life, if you don't use das with it, then at the end of the day, ultimately it becomes corrupted. And you don't even understand, meaning there were societies in which immorality was fine. Now we think about laws of immorality, that they're in, the laws of morality, that they're intuitive. It makes sense, you need it for a society. But at some point in time when everything becomes so corrupted, you can't tell the difference between ra and tov. We'll say it's no different. I think I mentioned this before. There wasn't avodah zarah, baal pa'ar. So baal pa'ar, how would you worship baal pa'ar? You would defecate on the idol. Defecate on the idol. So Rav Soloveitchik says, I don't understand. You know, okay, you understand, I don't understand idolatry. Idolatry, at the end of the day, you still believe that this idol, this thing is your God. So it's the pshat. The person's going to defecate on their God. It doesn't even make sense. It's so counter. You want to say you don't understand idolatry, that's fine. But for the idol, for the idolater, that's his God. Such an act like that is so disgusting. What's the pshat? So the Rav says, understand what that is. See, we do something that has its origin in the same place. What does that mean? It's called Asher Yatzar. So what happens? A person goes to the bathroom, takes care of very basic needs. And what happens? They come out and they say, Ribono shel Olam, thank you. Thank you. I understand that without you, this basic ability to cleanse my body would not be possible. So it sounds strange, but in the act of taking care of one's bodily needs, I see the presence of the Ribono shel Olam. It's a beautiful insight. But when that concept is applied without das, what do you get? You get baal par. People say that's what happens. And that's what the Ramchal is describing. The fact that if I don't have das, I can stumble over things, I make mistakes. Look, if I don't have, I will say, here's a very simple idea. I'm just going to mention, you know, in Daf Yomi Bahalocha, we're starting Hilchos Tefillah on Sunday. And so I'll just going to give Ari an email to send out to the Chevra. This would be something wonderful for us to build into our, I'm not suggesting that we're going to start at 5:30, but maybe I might have let it slip. Hey, but maybe like an evening slot, a 15-minute evening slot of just doing, we'll say, if you don't know Hilchos Tefillah, so I can't daven. If I don't know Hilchos Shabbos, I can't observe Shabbos. So, for example, if I don't know Hilchos Shabbos, and I accidentally do something on Shabbos that's usher, okay, I'm walking in darkness, I stumbled. It happens. That's a lack of das. Rav Moshe, he's describing something much more severe. If I don't have das, and therefore I begin to think that certain things that are really usur are really permitted, that's when ultimately we get ourselves into the most troubling life. He goes on. Let's end off with this paragraph. Kedei lahazvir ktsas yoser tov ma hevdal bein adam shemefashvei shumemashmish adam sheosechesh bo nefesh to bein adam shelo asa ezeh haramchal mevi mashal al gan. So I was saying, in order to understand this distinction between a person on one hand who's memashmesh and mefashesh and memashmesh. Remember again, we spoke about that. That's Gemara Maseches Eruvin. So we spoke about that idea that that's talking about a person ultimately again who does something and tries to figure out if it was tov, if it was ra, and if it was tov, I'm going to do it again. If it's ra, I'm not going to do it again. And even in the tov that they do, they try to improve the tov. The distinction between a person like that, a person who does a cheshbon nefesh, and a person who does not, the Ramchal is going to illustrate this distinction in what he calls the gan hamavuka, in the garden with all types of obstacles, and Amir Seshem will pick up with that mashal on Monday.
's a big difference from listening to you on the way.
Thanks. Happy to have you here. Okay. Pay love. Now I just record it, and it's posted, and it goes out about somewhere between 7 o'clock and 9 o'clock, depending on when I get it to my sheet. But I want to start a shiur. Maybe like 15, 20 minutes before the late Maariv. I don't know. Between now and Sunday to figure it out.